Мы здесь сегодня говорили о новосибирской группе, и у меня был этот...
We were talking about the Novosibirsk group today, and I had this list here on the table. I didn't know that people were going to ask about it. I wanted to especially point out a few people who participated, and for months they were preparing this convention. I want to mention Galina Kirinchenko in the dissemination.
Елена Кириловская, расселение.
In hosting, Елена Кириленско, Ольга Тайбер, that helped with the food, Татьяна Ришников also helped with the food, Аркадий Жалков in the depositing, Svetlana Melshanov about the money and registration, Svetlana Chernikovsky, Sergei Klass at the administration, Igor Tomunov is running the whole convention. These are people that for a month and a half, the last month and a half, this is all they did. Thank you very much to them from everybody.
А вообще, конечно, мы прекрасно понимаем.
And also, we understand completely what a great deal they did. We really should just be jealous in a friendly way on how much they invested for everybody. It's really great gain what they got here. First question.
Олам это мир.
World. От слова алама. It's translation from the word ha'alama, as in concealment. That means olam, a world, is a state of concealment from the Creator. When the concealment is no longer there, so the Creator reveals Himself. We are integrated in that one force. We are in a state of concealment. That means everything around us, and we don't even know ourselves. It's all concealment. What does that mean? That from me, that my friend is concealed from me. What does it mean that the friend and the group are hidden from me? Put some effort in the connection between you and solve that. What does it mean that the friend is concealed from me, that the group is concealed from me?
Товарищ от меня скрыт, потому что я вижу товарища через свои эгоистические свойства.
The friend is hidden from me because I see the friend through my egoistic qualities. I can't see him differently. I can't love him. I can't bestow to him.
Также и группа. Я должен подняться над этим, над своими эгоистическими свойствами и увидеть товарища как себя и возлюбить его как себя.
Хазактат. And to love the friend just as I love myself. Okay.
Скрытие — это мой эгоизм.
Concealment is my ego.
Пока я над этим эгоизмом не поставлю некий экран.
Until I don't put some screen, some masach above that ego, I won't be able to see the friend or the group.
Я исхожу из того, что скрытие — это мое несоответствие свойствам Творца. Чем больше я не
соответствую, тем больше я не соответствую. Соответственно, the idea that the concealment is my mismatch with the Creator's qualities. And accordingly, the group is concealed from me if I don't see the group as corrected, and I can't see it as corrected. It all happens gradually. So the more the group appears as a certain connected item, then, like the Creator, the less it is concealed from me.
The group is concealed from me when I when I'm not in the group, when I'm under my personal desires control, where I can't let myself integrate in the group. When I myself am concealed in my klipa, and only when I am able to start opening up and inserting the friends in is when the group is revealed.
The question was, Olam, world, comes from the word ha'alama, concealment. We're in a state of concealment. So what does it mean that the group and the friends are concealed from me?
It's probably the early state that from that state I have to advance, and that's how I start understanding. The Creator hid, concealed the group and the friends, so I will walk this path and grow, will reveal for me and for the world, will go through this process.
Every friend is a mirror of my soul.
Отделенным от себя, это работа, которую мне дает Творец, чтобы подняться над этим.
And when I see the friends separated, it's a work the Creator gives me in order to rise above it and make a correction through the light that reforms.
И стать единым, таким как Творец.
And discover this recognition of becoming one like the Creator.
The group is concealed from me by my ego. I can't see my friend because I see my deficiencies in him, my ego in him. And I yearn for unity in the group in order to see it as the Creator.
The concealment of the group means that I don't see the group in its true state. In the actual form that it is, rather I see all kinds of bodies that are now in the same place where I am. I don't see it as a part of the Creator. I don't see that it's a part of me. That's the concealment.
The group and the friends are concealed. Well, it's like a game. That you are, they play with you. You don't see that they're parts of you, that it's some parts of your qualities, that it's all connected. Also, the thoughts, the desires, they all depend one another. But you know, you need my own personal efforts to overcome and start feeling it, just so you can start finding yourself and in your friends and in the group.
The Creator appears in the group. Only that way, through the group, we can feel the Creator. And the group is hidden from us until we rise above the ego. So both the Creator and the group are hidden from us.
As long as looking at the faces, as the clothes, as people's personalities, at their actions, it's going to be still called concealment. And if through that I look at their yearning for the Creator, that will already be some kind of revelance.
I now remembered this sketch of the group as many points, and the group is the connection between all those points, and there were drawn all the worlds. So the worlds are the relations between the within the group, and the Creator becomes revealed within the group. And my lack of desire for the quality of bestowal in the group is what hides the true face of the group from me.
Please repeat the question.
We are in a state of concealment. What does it mean that the group and the friends are concealed from me?
The concealment of the friends and the groups from me is a total... It's the total lack of matching between my desire and their desire, to a mismatch between us. It's me not wanting to discover the Adam, the man in them. That's my concealment from the friends.
I propose to answer this question freely, investing into the common field we're building here.
When I look at the friend, I try to see the Creator in him. In order to step out of the barriers of that concealment.
When I'm in a concealment, it seems to me that all of those qualities that exist in the group, they exist outside of me, and then I don't understand.
Second question, what will be revealed in the revelation? When the revelation, how will I see the friend, the group, the Creator? How will everything be revealed to me? Even me to myself, the friend, the group, the Creator, the world.
The concealment is that I don't realize it's all within me. And when there will be a revelation, I'll feel that both the friend and the group, it's all inside of me.
I'm going to repeat the question again. What will I picture myself, how, when revealed, how will I see the friend, the Creator, the world, the group? I think that I'll see the friend and the group and the Creator and the world through one prism. Through that there's no other force but the Creator, but the quality of bestowal. And all of this, whatever happens, it all happens towards the goal. There's no time, nothing. Just like one state.
В раскрытии я смогу ощутить Творца, я смогу ощутить эту отдающую.
In revelation, we'll be able to feel the Creator, this bestowing force that now I can only think about and play with and imagine to myself. And I'll understand. It will all become clear to me. I'll see that we're all one Kli, and that I'm part of everyone, and that we're all together as one man and one heart.
Well,
if I have to picture it from the opposite, I always try to picture it and it gets ruined, even though it's the opposite. But even when I can't know what it is, so only from the opposite I can understand. But there's so many opposite things that it keeps... I keep losing the picture. You know, you might have to feel it. You can't just describe it.
When you discover the group as corrected, then I'll see that I include everyone. And with it, everyone includes me, and we're all included in the Creator. And in that moment, we are the Creator.
I'll repeat the question. What will I see in Revelation? How will I see the Friend, the Creator, the world, the group?
As long as we are in concealment, we see disturbances, all sorts of disturbances. Disturbances from relatives, friends, the group. And when we come to revelation, we see that this is 100% help. Good action that helps with you, and something that seems not good or incorrect or wrong towards them. And when we discover that every one of us has private providence, and we see that we're truly loved, and every action is a aid that pushes us forward.
It's very interesting how... It's probably a very special state that I'll see the world, the group, everything around me through my eyes, through the senses of the group that will be revealed. Not through my five senses, these five holes that I'm getting all this information through, but through some big sensor that has the ability to pass on so much more information, to grasp everything that's around and the truth.
How will I see the group in Revelation? I think right now I can't discuss that state, because in our world, if we take an example, and you'll ask me, imagine yourself as a grandfather or a father, and if I have never felt it, I can't tell you what it is. I'll just be fantasizing. So In spirituality, also, it's a system. We're working with the light that reforms.
Next question. You know, make your answers shorter so everybody will have a chance to speak at least once. Why isn't there only one creator that's concealed? That except for the fact that he is concealed, there's also the world, there's me, there's their friends. It's all under concealment from the real essence of them.
Еще раз получается, почему нет
вопрос?
Почему нет единого скрытого творца?
It turns out that we have this question: why?
Why isn't there a concealment only of one creator, but there's also of me from myself, from the friend from me, from the group from me, from the world from me? Why is everything under concealment in a false way? If the creator is concealed, that I can understand. But the rest? Well, what's the truth? How? Why do we need to grasp everything when it's all under concealment? Try and solve this together in your combined desire.
The creator created this world, this reality, this concealment, so that through everything happening in it, through this confusion, we'll be able to discover him. Therefore, we're seeing the group, the friends, ourselves in the opposite manner, so that through that we will discover the Creator, who is basically hidden within all of this. On the one hand, there's the group, because the friends are the vessels with which we develop our contact with the Creator. And another point, put it like this, a bit of a different point of view.
Поскольку группа в итоге, как выясняется, и
is because the group eventually
происходит скрытие, то
what becomes clarified is this creator where the revelation is. So the group cannot be revealed, because we would just take it just like the creator right away.
Directing question. What depends on what? The revelance of the creator in order to see who I am, the group, the world, or the contrary? What depends on what? The revelation of the creator, will that let me see who is the true me, the true group, the world, or the opposite? Or the revelation of me and the group in the world will let me see the Creator.
Вопрос, что зависит от чего?
Question. What depends on what? Will the revelation let me... The revelation of the Creator, will it allow me to see myself, the group, and the world in the true state? Or the discovery of myself, the group, and the world would allow me to discover the true Creator?
Oh, I'll answer the previous question. Me for myself I'm a desire that's the total opposite of the Creator. And because I'm the total opposite, I'm infinitely distant from Him. And at the same time, this whole world is inside me. And that's why I can't feel the revelation of the world and the Creator hidden. When I'm going to start changing myself, when I start acquiring qualities, those qualities that the Creator has, just gradually, slowly, my world is going to start changing, and also my revelation is going to start changing.
Basically, I'm the will to receive. And as long as I identify with the will to receive for myself, seeing only self-benefit in everything that I do, I see these broken desires as friends, as something that's separated. Once I begin to realize, to build the right intention, seeing what is standing behind this, and behind this is the giving force, and then I begin to build the connection of how to receive in order to bestow, then the entire world is built within me as one whole thing. As long as I receive for myself, it's shut. But once I begin to fulfill the purpose of creation, bestowing becomes revealing the Creator.
The answer for the directing question, well, you could probably answer like this. The science proposes an idea. Let's say there's some algorithm that if the Creator created everything, how do I say it? It's like your own revelation and the group and the world around you and afterwards the Creator as some foundation or final goal. Oh, sorry.
Мне кажется, здесь все как-то взаимосвязано. То есть, как я могу узнать Творца, не узнав при этом? То есть, постигаю то, что меня окружает.
I think it's all interconnected. How can I discover the Creator if I don't discover what's around us? Or specifically through attaining what surrounds me, I can discover the Creator. I see what He wants, His goals, His thought in everything around me, and it becomes this playing field where I can exercise.
When I reveal myself in the group, that means overcome above my ego in the group, melt into the group, just nullify myself in the group, then I reveal the world. And with that, me, the group, and the world revealed, then I also reveal the Creator.
Friends, the Creator, the group, they're the same parts that I can feel in our world, and His essence is something abstract to me. I can't know what it is. Therefore, I begin from what I can feel and tangibly sense in a direct way, and so on.
The revelation occurs according to how much I change. This change I invite it when I connect with my friends, with my group, in according, well, specifically the revelation of the friends, I think that's the first thing. Through the revelation of the friends in the group, we discover the Creator.
Еще раз повторю вопрос. Что зависит от чего? В раскрытии Творца я узнаю из себя группу мир или в раскрытии себя
группу
узнаю Творца?
Is it within the discovery of the Creator I discover the group and the world, or the other way around?
The first part of the question was not the Creator alone, that everything is revealed, concealed, right? I'm getting this like association that when I heard the first thing, when I heard the question, you can't like run and just jump over one obstacle. There's a few obstacles, because otherwise it's just another sport already.
Ну это, наверное,
следующий вопрос.
So the next question.
Трепет перед Творцом должен проявляться относительно к товарищам.
How does the fear of the Creator need to be expressed towards the friends? How does the fear towards the Creator should be expressed towards the friends?
Попытайтесь во взаимной поддержке найти ответ.
Try through mutual support to find the answer.
The friends are my only possibility that through that I can reveal the Creator. It's like my future spiritual body, let's say. And with my attitude of fear that I won't reach the goal of my life, that's how I have to act with the friends, that without them I have nowhere to go.
If the friends in the group are the transition towards the Creator, then I'm very afraid of losing the group. And falling out of its influence, outside of its influence, and afraid that it won't influence me enough when I get a new level of ego. Then, out of that fear, I try to invest whatever I can to acquire, to buy the friends, to raise their importance of the goal, as long as the Creator gives me this opportunity.
So, on one side, yir'ah, well, it's fear. And like now, they were talking about it a lot. But on the other side, fear is also, it can be a mistake. I can see my friend is great, is walking towards the goal that he is already bestowing.
I'll repeat the question.
How does the fear towards the Creator need to be expressed towards the friends? Because everything is built on mutual support. And I have to think about them, the group, that they won't fall, that they will advance, that they will have this yearning towards the goal. So this is my part. I can't hold myself to care about the importance of the goal, it just won't work. But when I invest in a friend, I need the fear. Of whether I did everything I could to give them progress.
Question. What is fear in Yir'ah towards the Creator? How should it happen towards the friends?
Thanks to the friends, I can feel the quality of bestowal, and the fear is that I'm afraid of not being worried enough about the friend, not thinking about the friend. He cares about everyone's connection. And when I'm afraid that I'm not concerned enough, then I begin to rise above my ego and I stop thinking about myself in a certain way. So the fear towards the Creator appears towards the group by rising above my ego.
Well, yeah, it turns out that I need to, take the dust off my friend, and if he falls, I gotta put myself underneath there, not a pillow. It's a fear that, God forbid, well, to do everything as long as the group will proceed.
The fear is that I'm afraid that I won't attain the quality of bestowal, and thereby I won't bring contentment to the Creator. So in order to reach it, I must have a group. And I need to feel fear that fear of the friends staying connected, that they will maintain the quality of bestowal, that none of them will forget that they are responsible for each other, and I must make sure that no friend will forget for even a moment.
Бояться не за себя, что я там не достигну свойства отдачи, не смогу насладить Творца, о том, что мы, в частности, группа.
Meaning, I must not ask about myself, that I will not attain, that I won't influence, bestow to the Creator, but as a group, we won't be able to do it together.
There's the Creator and there's me. There's the means to mutually connect between us, whereas the group, my friends. And for that, I have to do everything to make this mechanism work 100%. I gotta be in fear. I have to express all my love that I have for the group to advance. So it'll work 100% in the precise way that everybody will know what to do, why we're doing it.
Next question. How should I solve my problems with the friend and with the Creator? This triangle of our relationship.
В треугольнике взаимоотношений я товарищ творец, как я должен решать?
In that triangle, me, the friend, and the creator, how do I solve my problem, our problems?
Ну, в этом треугольнике я, наверное, расставил бы
Well, in that triangle I put things like this. I put the creator on top and the two corners on the bottom is the friend and me. And the triangle is probably with equal lines. No, sorry, I didn't mean that. I meant that the two lines are equal.
Здесь, наверное, вот и трепет, и желание, нежелание, боязнь.
And probably here the fear.
Что-то не додать, что-то не сделать.
That I won't invest enough.
В этом стремлении к Творцу.
Won't invest enough in my yearning to the Creator.
Существует между группой и Творцом, так это проблема разъединения.
The problems we have between the Creator and the group is a problem of separation. I must build a deficiency, a need. And infect the friends with it, so that all of us in the group will understand that we're yearning for one force. And we are in one boat, and we will always be deflected from the path towards the Creator, but we have to move back, and that's the group.
Мы настраиваемся на Творца.
We are aiming ourselves to the Creator.
Во всем видим Творца как бы через.
And also in everything you can. We see the Creator through the feeling of the group. How we feel each other right now, through this prism, is how we look at everything that's happening. Through the connection between us. All the ways the Creator is revealed inside or any disturbance through that prism of the group.
Since the Creator is hidden from me, the problems that exist between me and the Creator are also hidden. All those problems appear to me as coming from the friends. It's how the Creator works, operates them towards me, and trying to solve these problems independently, when these problems are coming from the Creator and I can't solve them independently and I must turn to the Creator for help in order to do so. Again, the question was, how do I solve my problems with the friend and with the Creator in this triangular relationship? It seems to me there's no problems at all. There's only one problem, the lack of connection between us versus the revelation of connection between us and the longing for it. All the rest are just imaginary things so as to make us, to deflect us from the path, and that everything will just flow to that point of connection.
All the rubbing and scraping that me against the friends, and we got to understand that there's nothing else besides them. We got to approach that situation and solve it, overcome it with the understanding that it's all Him. And over that, we have to overcome and work on that.
If I always remember that there's a creator between us, then the problems will be solved by themselves. But since we always forget it, not we, me, because of that, the problems become unsolvable.
That triangle, it doesn't seem like a tough structure, a steady structure. It's when I want to turn to the Creator, I look for Him in the connection between me and the friend. And in a different moment, when I want to turn to the Creator to solve some problems, I can't turn to Him directly. It has to be through the friends. And any problem, you can solve it through turning to the group. Because in the connection between us is where the Creator is revealed. That's how the triangle works.
Взаимоотношения между в этом треугольнике.
The interrelations in this triangle, they have to be based on a foundation of 100% mutual guarantee and mutual respect and love. And that's basically what's missing. That we need, when we need something, this is what we need to give. Meaning we have to open our heart in the direction of the friend and the Creator. Once we'll be able to do so, we will feel the response that is opposite from the other side.
A triangle of me, friends, and the Creator, and the problems we're supposed to solve. What are those problems? It's a lack of importance. Lack of importance of the Creator and the goal. And together with that, we should be concerned to hold on to the state.
Творец посылает.
The Creator sends.
There's one more triangle, except for me, friend, and Creator. There's me, group, Creator.
Как я решаю эти свои проблемы с группой и с Творцом?
How do I solve the problems with the group and the Creator, or their problems with me, my problems with the Creator, my problems with the group, with the participation of the Creator? And there's another group, another triangle with a group of people and the Creator. How do we solve that problem? With the group of men and the Creator. How do we solve that problem? Come on.
As far as I understand, in our case,
how can we find the correct connection between the group of men, group of women, and the Creator? The female part and the male part of the group.
Yeah.
I feel the desire from the women group, as well as pressure, that simply became like a detonator to me.
когда я чувствую женское давление.
So that I have to invest myself. I don't even know how to communicate it, but when I feel this urgency from the women, this importance that emerges from them, it works in a phenomenal way and simply pushes me to action.
I believe that, like in the example of a mother, father, and a child, in that triangle of the group of men, group of women, and the Creator, the problems can be solved when the group of women pushes on the group of men and gives them their desire, that with that desire, the group of men has to turn to the Creator. Through extra unity and revealing the Creator, when they bring the group to be more equivalent of form to the Creator, to the quality of bestow, that's how the desire of the women's group gets fulfilled.
I'm asking everyone to speak from the center of the group, and specifically through the connection between us, we'll try to find the solution. I think that the problem between the women and men group is, it turns out that the women is a kli that needs to be integrated, a desire that needs to demand, and demand connection through the groups, demand them to be connected. And it's like two opposites completing each other, but it's actually one thing when they kind of work like interlocking cogwheels. So there's one that's like a vessel, and the other is like the part that fulfills, you know, like a head and a helmet. So there's the question again was, what are the correct relations between the men group, the women group, and the Creator?
I think that if there's problems between the men and women part of the group, I won't be afraid to say it again, there's none else besides him. You don't have to ask the women's group to do anything, because it'll just bring more problems. We have to ask the Creator that will be able to reveal him and justify the problems that are happening between us.
Да, любая проблема с кем-либо, я должен ее ощутить, наверное, все-таки, и видеть.
Any problem, whatever it is, seems I must feel it, after all, and see the Creator through that problem, or see the Creator between me and that problem. Otherwise, I don't see how.
Мне кажется, не нужно разделять тут группу конкретно на женскую часть группы и на мужскую часть группы.
I think we don't need to divide the group here to a women and men group, but there's just a group that needs to lead me to the goal, and it was created the way it was created deliberately. It's like a, you know, some tool. Every part of it has a different function. Women have a certain function, men have a certain function, but eventually the Creator appears to the entire group, to everyone in a different way, to the women, to the men directly, to the women through the men, and so the problems with the group, I also have to solve them through the Creator. We have to ask the Creator to help us solve these problems.
В жизни, в общем-то, если мужчина не обслуживает женщину,
Well, in life, if the man doesn't serve what the woman needs, then it may be because he has a very certain problem. The women part of the group depends on our connection 100%. If we are united, if we're all together, then accordingly, the women part of the group gives us the power to implement and to be together. And if we start scrutinizing all kinds of relations of our own and things of our own, then the women group gives us a sign. And then we know that something's wrong. So our goal is to work together in one direction. Then every part of the group will fulfill its role 100% so that we can all break through. I think that the question... I can't understand this question. A certain problem. We need to work on the ego. I think that's a problem already. And the problems of the man part and the women part, maybe it's not a problem. Maybe it's just some natural growth and development. Everything comes from the Creator. The word problem, somehow it puts me in stress. I don't know, maybe I haven't felt it. We don't have a physical group.
The women's group, the men's group, Creator. I can say that for me, there's no difference in all those terms. We all have to get to one state. Right now, I'm single. So, like the friends say with experience, that once they get married, they feel the advantages of the women's group. Right now, I don't really feel it.
It is said that the prayer helps everything. Well, but it needs to be short. The Creator doesn't need many words. We, however, do need to express something. How can we express in one sentence what we want from Him? What do we need from Him? What are you looking at me for? Even this you can't say. Feel your hearts and answer. One sentence. The Creator is willing to listen. And after that, every circle, every group will stand up and say what prayer it wants to direct at the Creator. Prep the microphones.
Connect our desires so we can give you contentment.
У Творца желание к объединению, потому что если...
I think we need to ask of the Creator a desire for connection.
Значит, нужно просить желание к объединению, потому что если у нас будет такое желание...
We need to ask for a desire for connection, because if we have such a desire... Then we will definitely reach that state. and the Creator will appear to us and will have the purpose of, will reach the purpose of creation.
Мы просим желания к объединению.
Even one sentence that we are asking the desire.
I'm going to repeat the question. Prayer helps in everything, but it has to be short. How can we express what we need from the Creator in one sentence? Well, in short,
почувствовать, что вот мы в этой взаимосвязи находимся.
Если какая-то группа готова, пусть поднимет руку.
If there's a group that's ready, please raise your hand.
Держите руку.
Hold your hands up. Who's ever ready, hold your hand up.
Должен просить только о товарище,
If we take into account that we're all connected, then I only have to ask for the friends that they'll have that connection.
Okay, let's wait one more minute.
Во имя товарищей и братних моих, раскрой наши сердца.
The Creator, in the name of my brothers and friends, open our hearts so that we can bestow to you.
Можно закрыть конгресс после такого.
Well, I guess we can end the Congress after that sentence.
Ну, кто больше?
Well, who can raise his, give us something better?
Ну, товарищи, смелее.
А можно повторить? Половина как бы обсуждали, половина просто не слышали.
Как, что повторить? От меня вопрос?
Well, you can repeat, so we didn't...
Пожалуйста, конечно.
What, repeat the question?
Может, у него уже другая молитва?
Not the question, what you said. Maybe you already...
Во имя товарищей и братьев моих, раскрой наши сердца.
Creator, in the name of my brothers and friends, open our hearts so that we can bestow to you.
Научи нас любить друг друга, чтобы насладить...
Teach us how to love each other so we can give you contentment.
Творец, дай нам силы исполнить твою задачу.
Creator, give us the power to fulfill your mission.
Можно?
Can I?
Так, Творец, дай нам желание.
Creator, give us the desire to connect the men and women's hearts into one heart for you.
Well, it's a women's prayer.
Ну, давайте.
О, come on.
Дай нам желание к желанию отдавать.
Give us a desire to bestow.
Ну, женщины. Давай.
Come on, women. Now you.
Нет, нет, микрофон сзади.
No, give the mic is behind you.
I pray for love as the Creator's love. Teach us to love the way you love.
Творец, просим дать нам общее намерение и силу отдачи, чтобы насладиться.
Creator, we are asking to give us a combined kavana, a mutual kavana, and the quality of bestowal to make you content.
I am grateful for you for bringing us closer and allowing, and please allow us to be in unity with you.
Poetic. Come on, pass him the microphone. What's up with you? Yeah? Quick.
Oh God, give so I can give.
Oh God, give so I can give.
дай мне возможность, чтобы я отдавал.
Creator, give me the possibility, the opportunity to give.
Творец, дай нам одно сердце на всех.
Creator, give us one heart for all.
Творец, дай нам сил порадовать тебя.
Creator, give us the power to make you happy.
Объедини нас, чтобы насладить тебя.
Еще раз.
Объедини нас, чтобы насладить тебя.
Connect us to give you contentment.
Creator, give us the faith to ask you for power so that we can create the right prayer.
Well, women, that's it? You all spoke? Come on, okay. Doesn't matter. Quickly. Pass the mic. Pass it forward.
Creator, give us the power for one combined prayer to give you contentment.
We are thankful to you. Unite us. Give us the opportunity to bestow to you.
Creator, let us actualize your thought.
Creator, give us the power to give to each other.
Women, come on, yeah, you the end there.
Творец, дай нам сил включиться в друг друга и стать единым целым.
Не слышно.
Creator, give us the power to integrate with each other and be one complete whole. Give us the power to be integrated with each other and become one complete whole.
Творец, исправь меня.
Creator, correct me so my friends won't suffer.
Вложи, Творец, свою молитву в наши уста.
The Creator, put your prayer into our mouths.
Творец, благодарю тебя за
Creator,
то, что ты сделал для меня.
I thank you for what you have done for me and that you gave me the opportunity to get close to you. But give us the force for correction and unity so we can make you happy.
Покажи нам малиновые шарики.
Show us the berry balls.
Но группа обслуживания.
Спасибо, Творец, за все, что мы здесь.
The technical team. Thank you for having us here. Add us, give us more desire on the path to you. If you haven't revealed yourself, because I haven't put enough effort, so reveal yourself now, because you owe it to the group.
Можно говорить? Творец, ты нам все дал. Мы все друг у друга есть.
Creator, you've given us everything. And we are together. We want to feel your desire. We haven't heard anything you said. Say it again loudly.
Мы есть друг у друга.
Don't play with the microphone. We exist for one another, and we want to feel your desire towards us and bring it close to us. So you're demanding from the Creator, huh? Really demanding, not just demanding.
It's a Hodisa from six continents from here. Creator, please give us full power that your glory can be shown from here, reach another part of the world. To China, to Eastern, to every part of the world don't know you, don't reveal yet. please.
Творец, это молитва со шести континентов. Мы хотим, чтобы твоя слава проявилась светом на все страны.
Creator, let us reveal people reveal you all over China and the East and all over the world.
Любви.
Love.
Что ты хочешь?
Творец, прошу тебя, дай нам желание объединиться такой силой, чтобы мы могли реализовать твой замысел.
Creator, let us unite at such a strong force to implement everything you are preparing for us.
Творец, дай нам желание объединиться.
Creator, give us a desire to unite so strongly so we can actualize what you have planned for us and become one whole again.
Прошу единства для своих товарищей, независимо
от того, или нет. It doesn't matter if I will be in this unity by myself or not.
Творец, дай нам силы помочь.
Creator, give us the force to help and support the group so they unite.
Чтобы реализовать замысел творения и насладить тебя.
To implement the thought of creation and make you content.
Творец, требую, верни мне моих братьев.
Creator, give me back my brothers.
Творец, дай нам сильное желание к объединению и наслаждению тебя.
Give us a strong desire to unite and make you content.
Творец, соедини и исправи наши желания к наслаждению тебя.
Connect and correct our desires so as to bring you contentment.
No, no. Кто еще нет?
Yeah, come on. Who else wants? Nobody else?
Творец, благодарим тебя и требуем. Дай нам света, чтобы
Creator, we are thankful and demanding. Give us light so that it corrects us and we can raise divinity from dust and bring you contentment. Creator, in the name of my friends, I'm asking you, correct us for your sake.
Creator, make us one.
Любимый создатель, потерпи немножечко. Ты будешь
Dear Creator, please be patient. You'll be happy about our job.
Кончились все молитвы?
That's it. No more prayers? Behind you.
Творец. Дай нам сил обратиться в любви к народу своему, в котором находишься.
Creator, give us the power to address the people where you lie. And that's where your prayer is.
Creator, give us the force to reveal you.
That's it. Who haven't? What circle didn't report yet? There in the end? I think you were all, you already spoke. No. He was next to you. Okay, that's it. So, one representative for every circle. So, who remembers the most prominent prayer? Yes.
Товарищи, Молодцы.
Okay, friends. Good job. Powerful people have come here, you might say. What do we have now?
Что у нас по программе? Сейчас песня, потом подписание.
What does our schedule say? Now a song, then signing books. No, dinner. Well, but we'll go with a song to the dinner. Yeah. Okay. Группа вперёд. Мы поднимаемся вместе. В шаре земном духовный подъём. Соединимся на конгрессе. Неважно то, что разделяет нас, а важно, что объединяет. Нам вместе суждено раскрыть любовь, вечную любовь между нами. Дай, дай, дай усилия в намерении. Дай, дай, мы поднимем весь мир к добру. Раскрывается